Welcome back, everybody, to the Process Podcast. My name's Nick.
Been a long time. No time to waste. However, I have an idea and I want to explore it. It's about how in the past few months I've been attending more and more live shows, live venues that have jams, open jams, which I've participated in. And I've been learning so much through just the improv game between musicians. And a huge thing I noticed with drumming particularly is how much you steer, you direct, you orchestrate, like what, where the song takes you, because you're in it live. You don't know what you're creating with other musicians. You're trying to have this discussion, and so drums have a huge impact, play a huge role in like getting the song to flow and move through different moods. Like you can create build-ups playing drums, right? You can change a pattern so that it feels different, a slower, faster pace. Are you bumping up the tempo a little bit? Are you ahead, behind the beat, directly on it? Do you play shuffled or like triplet feels? Like that all plays a role into what the other musicians understand you saying and leads to the next part of the song, essentially. So going from like a chorus style to a verse and then back into a chorus, and then you have a bridge, you do literally create this kind of a structure in your mind, in your head, trying to understand repetition, the importance of repetition in the music, so that it always, like, it's always such a magical moment when all the musicians come back onto something they had played before, and they're all in sync, and that's where like it clicks, and the crowd also knows like that they're locked in and they're landing together back into the part they heard before and that they loved. So this type of structure with repetition is amazing as well. So I'm noticing that with drumming too, to make sure that when I play, I try to bring back some moods, some different elements that were repeated before, and playing with that mood, because you can, as I said, create buildups. You're adding and releasing tension in the song, so playing softer and louder and different feelings and everything. So before I start repeating myself on this podcast, I'm gonna hope that that all made sense. It does to me anyway, and this is a good way for me to document like what I'm learning and sharing it with others who care and who are interested. So those are my thoughts on jamming live with other musicians, the role a drummer plays, and everything I've been learning in the past few months. Peace.